We're back. Now, comfort show.
Yes.
What there are a number of musicians on this track, correct?
Yes.
All locals?
Yes.
Who do we have on there?
So, I mean, I guess first I'll say it's completely produced and mixed by Tim Heringer, aka Wolfie. Yes, and then playing the musicians who played on the track, we've got Ewan McTaggart on drums, an incredible drummer, who's currently on a boat overseas playing on a cruise. Midst of the slamdemic. And then Brad Meyer on bass, who was also a co-write on the song as well. And then Sam Barrett hitting the guitar tracks, as per usual. And then we also have Mitch Zachary, who is an incredible, incredible local artist, who basically kind of did a feature. He's not named as a feat, but it really feels that way to me. But he just basically does the weirdest beat bops over the whole song. I remember the day.
There are some unusual ones.
And the day in the studio, I was just like, just be like a video game. And he was like, but he nailed it, and it's so awesome. Yeah, so heaps of amazing musicians on this one.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And, like, so good for local music, I think, if we can all collaborate and be one big happy family.
You know it.
So it's described, this song, as, like, a bit of a leap out of people's comfort zones.
Yeah.
What kind of do you mean by that?
Well, I would say that it's subjective, but I technically do a rap in the song in a Kiwi accent, and I wouldn't call that comfortable.
No, fair enough.
I'm not particularly a rapper, but you know, sometimes when you just really need to express something, singing doesn't cut it. You just got to yell it at people.
Yeah, no, totally.
So there is technically a Kiwi accent rap. There's also a drum solo, which people love or people don't. But I personally love, and there's also, like, in the rap section, this really strange backbeat feel from the drums and bass it's very strange, but we literally are obsessed with it, so it doesn't matter.
Oh my god, I just love your, like, happiness around this song.
I love this song. I don't know, I think One Shot is I really like it too, and it is very cinematic and dramatic and cool or whatever, and it's my first song to be like, hello everyone, I'm Josette and I'm a musician.
We've played a lot on RDU, just by the way.
Thank you. Yes, I've seen. I'm like, yeah, so it's very serious and important, and I studied at jazz school, listened to the cool chords, and then this song's much more who I am on the daily.
Right.
And we first wrote the song trying to emanate the energy of Skeela, who is this incredible Wellington band, and she is this insane jazz singer with, I think she does, like, she's just this incredible, incredible singer, and she does, like, Kiwi accent raps, and they're just such tasteful alt pop, and I'm obsessed with it. So we wrote this song trying to emanate their it didn't come out anything quite like the same, but I think you can really hear the influence if you're a Skeela fan. You should definitely listen to Skeela, they're amazing.
Yeah, promoting her own music. She's listen to someone else.
Sorry, no, listen to me.
So would you say, it sounds like there was a lot of play with this song, like you played around a lot to get it in the end.
Yeah. Yeah, the one of my favourite parts of writing it, in the rap, as we'll say, rapper, singer, I basically sent a message to the group chat of my band, and I was like, guys, what are your comfort shows? And they all sent them back. So I've managed to, like, put references in the rap to each one of my original band members'
comfort shows.
And it's really sweet. And we were like, you know what? The hook's, like, fun and catchy. Let's just go to town with the rest and just do whatever we want. I talk about buying cheap wine from the supermarket. It's just like, you know, it's just whatever we wanted it to be.
I'm still, like, bottom shelf wine buyer, so
yes.
No judgment there.
Yes.
Right, I think we've talked about it enough now. Let's listen to it.
Yay.
Right, everyone, here we go. Here is Comfort Show by Josette. Enjoy.
The kereru, or more commonly known as the New Zealand pigeon.
And isn't love important?
Only the finest grubs and worms.
Come through one more time. Come through just one more time. Saving old advice. Those words are my you lie in your bed, can rest your heavy head and speak along with your favorite chick on the show, episode 20, and instead you're spending an hour's worth of working on a glass from a bar. It's a bottle and because it's from the local super instead, and it's not that I don't wanna see you hang out, go to town, do whatever we do, it's just that maybe I have a preference, yeah, to use it like a brain pound. It doesn't even have to be an episodic. My comfort shows a movie with the sticks of making magic. But I'll sit on a couch after hangs with Mill House and on a rich room so we need a steak on the telly. Nice. Okay, now do something with yuck. Cool. Okay, now go crazy. Oh, okay. Now let's play the rest of the song. Let's go. Come through one more time.
And there you go. That was Comfort Show.
Yay.
How did it feel to hear that on the radio?
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely exhilarating.
Yeah. No, that was so good. That was so much fun, that song. And very different from One Shot.
Yes. Very different.
Which, and to everyone listening, you obviously didn't hear, but during that whole song, she was pretty much singing along, even doing the musical bits.
The drum solo.
So it must be drilled into your head by
now.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it is. And I am happy about it, to be honest.
Yeah, clearly. So that's not all for Comfort Show, though. There is a music video, I believe.
Yes.
When does that come out?
So the song will drop. The song will drop tonight at midnight at the all day the 18th. I get confused how it works sometimes, so I feel like I have to clarify it out loud to myself.
No, that's fine.
And then the music video will be out tomorrow night, 7 p.m. So you would have heard the song that day, you know, get excited, get ready, and then get home from work, get your glass of wine, sit on the YouTube premiere with me
for 7 p.m.
And yeah.
So that would have been your first music video?
Yeah.
What are they like to film?
I think I am a very lucky one because it's my flatmate who and her one of her best friends that did it, and they are just I'm just so lucky enough to know them. So I was lucky where the people doing it I was very comfortable with and I knew them, but it's terrifying. It's so because there's two people standing there, so it's not like you're like acting out to two people because you also have to stare at this glassy reflection of a camera lens and just like have as much personality as you can. It's so terrifying.
So I've always wondered this: when you're filming a music video, are you actually singing or are you are?
Well, so my flatmate Lauren, who is an incredible video editor for TVNZ and all these amazing places, she was like, "If you don't sing, we're not doing it." Everyone she works with, their number one golden rule is you have to actually be singing. Because I think you can kind of tell or you can kind of feel that if you're not.
Yeah, sometimes I feel like I watch music video and they're obviously lip syncing it.
How does it make you feel when you see that, Liam?
Yeah, you're right. I kind of am a bit like, well, this is just putting on a show. This is a bit fake, isn't it?
Yeah, but like, you know, the Coldplay one where he's going backwards and stuff. Like, he learnt the whole song backwards just to do it. But I wonder, was he actually... Yeah, apparently, to make it look good. Which is a lot more dedication than I can say I would.
Well, don't worry. Coldplay is so boring anyway. So.
Really? I honestly have never dipped properly into the Coldplay pool.
I don't know. I guess I probably haven't either, but they haven't, like, encouraged me to. Like, their music doesn't make me want to go, ooh, let's find out more.
What was that really good song they did with Rihanna, though? Once upon a time we found a fire.
Oh, well, anything Rihanna touches is gold.
Something. I really like that song. I don't remember what it's called.
No, neither, to be honest. But I do love Rihanna. But anyway, talk about them on RDU.
She's pregnant.
Yeah, she is. Oh my God. It's going to be a beautiful baby.
The beautifulest.
So you sung on it?
Yes.
On the music video?
Yes, I was there singing.
Did it take long to film?
It took, I think we started maybe at, we started filming at 12 and then finished at 6 because we, small budget, small time.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We basically just did it completely in my bedroom. So we spent the whole night before in the morning setting it up and making it look beautiful and all that kind of thing. And just, we went for a simplistic but high-quality approach. But then saying that, Lauren Kett, I should say, hit her up, insanely then went in and, like, spent a week comping a TV and doing all this incredible, like, she learned how to comp for this. And, she's literally amazing.
That's a dedicated friend.
She is one of the best friends we've ever had. So, yeah.
Wow. Everyone get a friend
Shout
like that.
Shout out to Lauren Kett at LeBron on Instagram.
At LeBron.
LeBron. LeBron.
Okay. Okay.
Don't know why.
Don't know why, but go her.
Yeah.
What a hero. Well, what time is that music video out again?
7 p.m.
Right. Everyone, 7 p.m. YouTube. Be there.
Yeah. Just be on the homepage.
Yeah, it'll be there. Yeah, comfort show. Josette, look it up. Maybe YouTube will put it on the front page. I don't know.
Yeah. 20 waiters is enough to go on the front page.
Definitely.
Right? Trending?
Definitely.
20 people?
Yeah. 100%. Cool. There's not that many people on YouTube.
No.
I think it's quite niche, actually.
Yeah. I didn't even know it existed till last year.
Yeah, you what? Huh?
You huh?
No, don't know it. Well, thank you so, so much for coming on the show. It is always a pleasure to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much.
And
for
I'm sure
me.
You'll be on here again.
Maybe there's more stuff coming.
Maybe. Will we go off tangent talking again? Who knows?
Who knows?
Will we promote Coldplay again? Who knows?
I'm going to listen to an album of theirs today and just see how I feel about it.
Oh, well, it can't be better than Comfort Show, I'm sure.
I appreciate that, Liam. I don't want to, can neither confirm nor deny, seeing as I have nothing to compare it to. Sorry, Coldplay.
Fair enough. Well, thank you so much for being on here.
Thank you for having me.
Have a wonderful, wonderful day.
And all of you as well.